Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. We want to encourage your faith. We want to speak life into you right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. That means God wants you to have an exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think life. That means that God has a plan for your life, and that plan includes things and plans of good and well for you. And I want to pray for you this morning all across this great network, to all of friends, all of our partners, all of you that are saying, Pastor Jeff, I need a word from God, because you know one word from God can change everything. So let's start this morning with a prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus at your presence, your person, your power, your goodness show up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the righteous. We thank you we set our faith in accordance with your word, and that your word declares, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Your word declares that you have sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all their diseases and all the destructions. Your word declares that you will supply all of our need. Lord, your word declares that the faithful shall abound in blessing. And so, Lord, I pray right now that as your presence fills the cars, fills the offices, fills the homes, fills the camps, fills the boats, that the glory of the Lord flow all across the north and around the world, that God, you touch each and every person right now with the glory of your person. That's right, your person, in the name of Jesus. And we just had an incredible opportunity to have camp meeting this past week with Pastor Henry Hinn, who was with us Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Monday. And can I tell you what? There's been a shift in my life, and I believe in the lives of those that were present. And I believe that the word that he has given is making a shift all across Northern Ontario. You know, God calls us to be a blessing right where we're at. You know, God will empower us. God will do mighty things in our lives. And he wants you to know that you have significance and purpose right where you're at. Right now, as you're listening, my wife and I are on a tour going to Sault Ste. Marie. Then we're going to be going to Thunder Bay and Geraldton. And we're going to be visiting some of our ministerial associations, OBFF. And we're also going to be on the way stopping and giving packets of stuff that we've been blessed with. We contacted so many ministries, and we had ministries send us material. Pastor Jeremy Mahood, Pastor Jack Leister, we had Charles Stanley, the Prankards Ministry. We had Brother Copeland's ministry, Brother Jerry's ministry. We had musical CDs from artists given to us. We had different people sewing in so that we could take packets and put packets together for pastors and ministry leaders all across the North and be a blessing to their lives. So you be praying for us over this next week as we just go about letting people see the goodness of God, that God loves them, and strengthening the pastors and the leaders all across the North. And you can get in touch with us. That's right. Call us at 705-561-8657. That's 705-561-8657. That's my personal cell phone. We want to hear from you, and we thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. You know, we've got a word today that's going to change your life. It's a word of faith. It's a word that brings hope. It's a word that builds the expectation so that you could receive from God. That's what we learned from Pastor Henry Hinn this past week. He said, you've got to learn to receive. Would you just lift your hands to heaven? If you're driving, keep your hand on the steering wheel there. Or if you're on your motorcycle, keep both hands on there. And just say right now, just say, Lord, I'm a receiver. Say, Lord, I'm a believer, and believers are receivers. Say, I receive your goodness. I receive your mercy. I receive your provision. I receive your healing. I receive restoration into my life. I receive the goodness of God in my life right now. Just declare that with me. Say, I declare that I am a receiver. And see, it's by the power of faith. Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. Not my faith, but your faith. And we're looking at faith, and we're seeing the power of faith, and we're targeting our faith for results. Oh, so many years ago, I remember we were in a meeting in Florida. And in that meeting, Dr. Jerry Savelle was preaching this message, and it was faith for immediate results. That's right. You know, I've seen God do immediate miracles. I've seen God do progressive miracles. I've seen God move in the lives of people that have just been faithful to stand on His Word and see how their lives change by changing the seed that they sow. But I want you to believe right now, faith for immediate results. Immediate results. That means right now you can have something different than you've had in your life. You can move from a place of brokenness to wholeness right now. Get your expectancy. The reason you're listening to my voice right now is because you tuned in the correct frequency. And the correct frequency to receive from God is a position of faith. A position of trust and reliance on the Lord, that His Word can be trusted. A position of that you understand that you're not moved by what you hear, but you're moved by what you believe, and you believe the Word of God, and we believe what it says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith. Everybody say now faith. You know, when you say now faith, something brings it into the reality of you're not putting your faith off for tomorrow. You're talking about right now. Right now, I'm in faith. I'm in faith for my miracle. Now faith is the full assurance of things hoped for. Not yesterday's faith, not tomorrow's faith, but the now faith is the full assurance, the now trust and reliance on God and God's Word, the evidence of things not seen. Faith in God is life-saving power. It's not a feeling. It's not just a belief in the power of God to save us to the uttermost, but we must get a hold of it and believe and lay hold of faith, by faith, to the things that God has promised. He's given you so many rich things, but you've got to open the package. You've got to do your part. God's done His part. Now will we do our part? One word from God can change everything. You know, what happens when we live a life of faith? And remember, it's a choice. You can live a life of faith, or you can live a life of unbelief. You can live a life of trust or a life of doubt. You know, when you trust God, that means you have the reliance and the assurance that God cannot lie. You see, all faith begins when the known will of God is in your life. What is the known will of God? First, it begins with the Word of God. And then God's Holy Spirit will speak to us and illuminate things to us. But as we go to the Word of God in faith and trust what God has already said, get a hold of that right now. Trust what God has already said. Quit looking for another word. You know, we're a generation that looks for a word. Yes, we're bringing Give Me the Word to you, but can I tell you what? Many times people say, I need a word, Pastor Jeff. I said, well, pick up your Bible and read it. That's not being anything other than straightforward and direct. God has given us so much, and why would He speak to us? I believe it this way, that if God speaks to us outside about something in His Word that we don't know, that's miraculous right there, because He expects us to know His Word. He expects us to read His Word. Why? Because Jesus is the Word. I often say it this way, no relationship with the Word of God, no relationship with Jesus. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We just keep it real simple. That if you have a growing relationship with Jesus, guess what? You have a growing life of faith. And when you have a growing life of faith and you make a lifestyle choice, the lifestyle choice is what you need. Diets don't work. Fads don't work. But lifestyle choices make all the difference in our life. I encourage you to make some changes in your lifestyle. We're talking about the habits and how to have correct biblical habits in our life for bringing the fullness of what God wants. But see, when you make a lifestyle choice of faith, I'm going to believe God, regardless of what the circumstances look like, regardless of what people say. And I tell you what, believing God today for who God is and what God says is not an easy place, because people want to water down everything that God says. They want us to bring their unbelief into the Word of God. I'm sorry, I cannot do that. God said it, that settles it. If you and I believe it, we receive the benefit of it. And the Bible tells us through faith and patience, we'll inherit the promises. And it also tells us in the book of Hebrews, and I encourage you to read the book of Hebrews. That's what we're going through is the book of Hebrews, because it's the great chapter on faith. And it talks about the testimonies of faith and the demonstrations of faith and how God operates and the cooperation of ourselves with the Word of God and the different ways that God showed Himself in the lives of people. And then it says this of some of them. It says, and some died in faith, not receiving the promise that God had made. Well, you got to settle the issue. I settled the issue a long time ago. And no matter what happens in my life, I ultimately win. Just say that right now. Say, I ultimately win in every situation. Why? I know the end of the story. I know the end of the story is glorious, and I know the end of the story is that with Jesus, all of us win, and there's no more sickness, no more sorrow. But in this life, we must live the life of faith, and it is a fight. You've got to fight. That means you've got to come against the enemies and the obstacles and the hindrances that would stop you. You've got to be the type of a person filled with faith is the person that never quits. It's a no-quit attitude, that you've got to grab a hold of something and that you're going to grab a hold of that Word of God and you're going to remain steadfast and you're going to be fixed. And you know what? You need to surround yourself with people of faith that are focused on God's Word, that'll speak God's Word to you, that'll help make you stay on track with the corrections that need to be made in your life so that you could see the benefits of what faith will do. When you live a lifestyle of faith, you no longer need to worry about the future. Why? Because Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer, through a personal relationship with the Lord. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind. Why? Because the Word of God says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care on Him, for He cares on you. If we trust only as far as we understand, then we'll have every reason to worry about everything that's going on in our life. But when we choose to trust God's Word and choose to trust in His love, choose to trust that God is forever faithful, then we know that the outcome will be for our benefit in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, it even tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, it says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. No matter what the trial is, no matter what the test is, no matter what the situation, the problem, or the brokenness, no matter what is going on in your life right now, ultimately God will turn it to your good if you seek Him, because a growing relationship with Jesus, remember, it's that relationship with Jesus. That's why religion will cripple you. Religion will hold you back. Religion will put you in bondage. And religion tries to get you to the point of rules and regulations in ignoring the personal relationship. I choose to believe that if you develop your relationship, then it's no problem to obey God. I choose to believe that when you develop your relationship and know that God speaks to us about how we should live in a lifestyle, that the things that He doesn't want us to do are things that protect us and bless us, and that the things that we release that God says to release are the things that we're bringing fear and bondage in our life. And some of us just need some help. And we need to know that surrounding ourselves with the right people, that's why it's important you're part of a local body of believers. That local body of believers helps us, because every one of us goes through the battles of life and we see different manifestations of victory or struggle as we live life out in community. And you know what? That's where it really happens, is you see faith alive in the name of Jesus. You see people who have strength in the midst of adversity, peace in the midst of adversity. You see others that you can come alongside of and strengthen with a good word from God, that God is faithful, and remain fixed and focused. Get involved with a good Bible-based church. If you don't have a church home and you live in the greater Sudbury area, come join us Sunday mornings, 1621 Valley View Road in Valcarren, right here in Greater Sudbury, and we'll experience life with you. We'll have a journey of faith. Join together with us online. If you don't have a church home in the area that you live, get a hold of us, and we'll try and connect you with a good, faith-filled church that teaches the Word of God. I want to remind you of something. No matter how young you are or how old you are, there's a whole lifetime of unseen circumstances that you're going to be facing, and you need to know that God is faithful to His Word. If we choose to have faith and trust in God, who is the master builder, who guides everything in heaven and earth, then we will be free from worry about our life. I didn't say that you don't think about your life or you don't plan, but you're free from worry. You just understand that God ultimately is going to cause you to win. You make the right decision. You surround yourself with good counsel. You do what the Word of God says and just rest in the fact that God is faithful to His Word. So when you choose a lifestyle of faith, this lifestyle of faith sets us free from worry about the future. We also, when we live a lifestyle of faith, we become strong, confident, and brave. That's what God said to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, three times in a number of verses, God says, Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Take heart. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. Let me tell you something. God even spoke through the Apostle Paul to Timothy and says, hey, I know the faith that was in your grandmother and that's in your mother, and I believe is in you also. Can I tell you something? You come from a long lineage of people praying and believing God for you. You know, and if you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior yet, and that means you've not dedicated and committed your life to Him, I'm talking about just, oh, I know about Jesus and, oh, I love Jesus. I'm talking about, are you giving your life to Jesus? Is He calling the shots in your life? Is He directing your life? You say, well, at one time He was, but you know what? I've just seen that stuff don't work. No, wait a second. The Word of God works. We need to understand that just because we quit doesn't mean the Word isn't working. God's at work behind the scenes. I like Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith, and remember, God spoke to him at 75, and 24 years later, God spoke to him again and said, are you going to walk before me, be thou upright with an undivided heart and believe what I've said? And that's the time he stepped into it. And then God told him this, the reason Abraham was the father of faith is because he knows, Abraham, that he will teach his children. You see, it's our lifestyle of faith. When you quit on faith, it's not just you that you're quitting on. You're quitting on all the generations after you. God is faithful. No, I don't have all the answers. No, I don't understand everything. I'm not God. But I do understand what His Word says. I do understand that faith is a fight. Faith is a fight. I do understand that it's a continuing, ongoing, growing relationship with Jesus Christ. I do understand that there are times of discouragement. There are times that the cares of this world will try and take you on. And that's why God says, be courageous and fear not. You know, listen, 2 Chronicles 16:9 says this, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. Loyal. What does loyal mean? That's a characteristic that in our society, it's much like honor. You know, what is loyalty? What is faithfulness? What is fidelity? You know, what these words that seem so foreign? You know, that we have to understand that the things that God says and the way that God says them has great biblical depth and meaning. You know, I so appreciate Pastor Henry Hinn when he was with us this past week. And those of you that came out and supported the meetings, thank you so much. We had people from many different churches. And I thank KFM for having promoted the event. And what an opportunity it was. And we're so thankful for all those that came out. But he said this, you know, you've got to understand that the Bible is an Eastern book. Listen to what I'm about ready to say. I know people get excited about studying the Hebraic. I know they get excited about studying the feast and the tabernacles and all the symbolism and all the things. And I know they get excited about studying all the fundamentals and the roots of how Judaism and then how Christianity became the fulfillment of so many different aspects and types and shadows in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But listen very carefully. The one thing that needs to be understood, it's about the book, is that it is a book of relationship. It is a book of covenant. It is an Old Testament covenant and a New Testament covenant. And the people of the East understand what covenant and loyalty and fidelity and honor really is. So to understand all these great truths of God's Word, but not to carry forward the faithfulness, the loyalty, the fidelity. You're not going to see the benefit of it, and you're missing the fullness of what God really wants us to grab a hold of, relationship. I appreciated that so much when Pastor Henry was talking about the Bible as an Eastern book and a different cultural mindset. Let us adopt the mindset that God spoke to Abraham and cut a covenant with him. And that covenant was an eternal covenant. And that covenant, God said to him, listen to this, okay, that God gave him a covenant of peace. A covenant of peace. Shalom. 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 Peace within and peace without. Covenant. 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 That's what God wants you to know. Blessing, blessing, blessing upon your life. You know, you must believe in the power of God's word, but you must believe that God honors the covenant. And when we enter that covenant, we enter a lifestyle of faith that we choose to live different than everybody else lives. That's why God says he'll call you out from amongst them. Be ye separate from them. It's not just in how we dress. It's not just in the rules and the regulations we follow. It's in who is God of our life. Who is Lord of our life? Who is we serve? And it is him, the God of covenant. You see, when you have a lifestyle of faith, you'll see this. In Romans 16:20, it says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. If we have faith in these verses, we'll see that we can have confidence throughout our trials, that we can be fully assured that the ultimate victory is ours and that God will show himself strong on our behalf. If we live a lifestyle of faith, we can experience joy. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's at work in your life. Can you just say that right now? God's at work in my life. Don't say it as a question. Say, God's at work in my life. Make a statement and a declaration of faith. God is at work behind the scenes, that I am blessed and I am highly favored. God is changing circumstances and situations. God is changing me. Try that one right now. Say, Lord, what in me needs to change? What in me needs to change? Don't be looking about every situation changing. What in me needs to change? Because when something changes on the inside, the outside loses its control over our lives. Whatever you make bigger in your life is God of your life. Get a hold of that right now. Can we understand then? How could we be discouraged? How could we be despaired? You know, hey, God is with us. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us, and that we can have the ultimate joy. In his presence is the fullness of joy, is what the word of God declares. We become immovable when we live a life of faith. Listen to Psalm 125 and verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. The Bible compares God many times. God's word is compared to a rock. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ is referred to as the rock. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us whoever hears his sayings and does them will be like a man who built his house on a rock. And no matter what storms come and beat against the house, it will remain standing because of the solid foundation of faith that is built. And that's what we're endeavoring to help you do, is to build a solid foundation of faith. I spent many months talking about the Word of God being constant, unshakable truth in a shifting world. That you can be absolutely certain. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to hesitate. You don't have to be double-minded. You can get to the point and the place in your life that you live a lifestyle of faith, unquestioning loyalty and fidelity and faith that God said it and God will accomplish it, and that you can get to the point in your life that you are courageous, and no matter what comes against you, that you are certain that God is going to cause and turn it to your good. Boy, that's a place I want to be. Doesn't mean you don't have to deal with discouragement. How do you deal with it? You deal with it through the Word of God. You deal with it through praise and worship. You deal with it surrounding yourself with the right people. You deal with it through renewing your mind. You deal with it through pressing through. I love what David said. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Folks, we can walk through every circumstance and every situation and not be afraid of the ultimate outcome. Death itself has no power over us. Why? Because Jesus Christ himself defeated death, hell, and the grave, and the ultimate victory is ours. The ultimate victory is yours right now. No matter what you're looking at, what the situation appears to be, you have the ultimate victory when you live by faith. You can choose to believe God and stand where you will become immovable because you have a solid foundation. The foundation is sure and can be trusted. And when you have that solid foundation of miracles, you can expect the miraculous. I love what Oral Roberts said. He said, miracles are coming at you or going by you. Just stick your hand up and take one right now. Would you just do that? Say, thank you for my miracle, God. Thank you for my miracle, God. Thank you for my miracle. And what is a miracle? Let me give you the most simple definition of a miracle that I've ever heard. It's the God moving in the affairs of men. That's right. You need God to move in your life. That's miraculous. Could be physically, mentally, emotional, financially. You could be saying, if God doesn't show up, it's all over for me. Well, can I tell you what? God is a just-on-time God. It says that if you'll cry out to Him, that He'll hear you and He'll respond to you. Cry out to Him right now. You know, crying isn't wailing and woeing. Crying is emptying yourself and saying, Lord, I'm at a place that I need you. Pastor Henry Hinn taught us about emptying self. It's not about when we're full. It's about when we're emptied. For when we're emptied, then God can fill us. Would you empty yourself right now? Would you allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now? Would you get in alignment with the Word of God? He says, God looks for those who are coming to Him, who are of a spirit that is a humble and a contrite heart. Will you get to the point where you say, Lord, I don't want to make the decisions in my life that I want you to direct my life? Would you get to the point of saying, Lord, I'm going to trust and obey what you say to do, and it's going to begin with what does your word say? Lord, I'm believing that you're giving me a word right now that's going to change the course and direction of my life. I want to pray for you right now. I want to speak to you an encouraging word and a prayer over your life, and I want you to pray this. Jesus, manifest yourself and reveal yourself to me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. Change me. Shape me. In Jesus' name. Help me, God, become who you've called me to be. Help me, Lord, to be a person of faith that trusts and relies on you. Lord, forgive me for my unbelief and my doubt right now. In the name of Jesus. If you'll do that, watch what God will do in your life. This is Jeff Edwards. If you don't have a church home, join us this weekend, 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. We're so thankful you listened to us. Go online, become partners with our ministry at restorechurch.ca. Restorechurch.ca. Become a partner today. Help us reach out and touch the North. Keep us in prayer as we go across the North, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We love you. God loves you. And remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.